Welcome to the Tapping Insiders Club. This is your host, Jessica Ortner. By listening to this audio, you acknowledge that you have read and agree to the disclaimer located at www.tappinginsidersclub.com/disclaimer. We hope this interview gives you new insights on how to be a healthier and a happier you. Enjoy.
So it's that time of the year again, the holiday season. And what's not to love? There's parties, family, friends, good food. Don't laugh yet, Brad. It's not your turn. But the things that we love so much also give many, many people lots of stress. And we all know it. We start out with the joy and the enthusiasm of a holiday elf, and we end up stressed and worn down, and we begin to really, really relate to the Grinch who stole Christmas. So to prevent you from turning green and furry with stress, we are speaking today with Brad Yates. Brad, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Jessica. How about you?
Really good. I'm fabulous. No holiday stress yet.
Yeah.
Not yet, but it's only a few days after Thanksgiving, so.
Well, I'm sitting here speaking to you from my parents' home where I am for the Thanksgiving holidays.
Oh, any stress?
Right in the middle of it.
Pretty stress-free?
Hey, you know, I'm a tapper, so
exactly.
I live free of stress.
Wonderful. Well, just to tell the listeners a little bit about you, Brad is an EFT coach, and he works with groups and individuals to achieve greater success, health, and happiness. And Brad's clients vary from CEOs to professional and NCAA athletes, from award-winning actors to residents at Turning Point Transitional Housing. And Brad has been a presenter at the past two International Energy Psychology Conferences. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the real deal here. Brad is pretty fabulous, so.
Shucks.
So, Brad, why? Why all the stress when it's supposed to, you know, when the holidays are supposed to be fun?
Well, you know, when we, especially when we're around family, as much as we grow up in our everyday lives, you know, we grow up, we move out of the house, and, you know, we think that we're maturing, but there's something about when we come home or around family and issues that have not been resolved are still there lingering, and we kind of revert back to younger versions of ourselves. We don't think so. It's not a really conscious. I mean, it's very conscious for some people, and some people it's just kind of a subtle thing, and there's just little sibling rivalries, issues with parents, some of them from childhood, some of them maybe, you know, recent things. Because as we grow up and, you know, as long as we're still in communication with our families, which is always hopeful, there tend to be things that happen that, you know, can be stress-related, different issues that families are dealing with. So when we come together, you know, a lot of that stuff is right there under the surface. On top of that, the holidays just tend to be stressful anyways because there's a lot of expectation, a lot of pressure, you know. Why am I supposed to get gifts for these people? What are they going to get me? What do I have to get them? If it's, you know, creating some sort of party, there's expectations of, oh, it's got to be great. The food has to be fantastic. I hope people feel good about this. I hope people like what I'm doing for them. Just mm-hmm. You know, it's a season of joy. It's also a season of very high expectations and pressure.
And crowded malls.
Crowded malls.
Right.
You didn't go shopping yesterday, did you?
I did not. But I would have been tapping the whole time.
Yeah. Yes, we should have on-site mall tappers during the holiday shopping.
I think you should set up a little booth right in the center.
Actually, you know, when I first started out, I thought about that as a marketing ploy.
Yeah.
Going out, because there's the people in our mall who are out there doing massages.
Mm-hmm.
Acupressure massage. I thought I should set up a post right next to them.
Yes, definitely.
Stress buster.
Well, there's so many, like you said, there's so many aspects. There's the family and rivalries and expectations, and then there's shopping, and this is all on top of the regular things that people tend to be stressed about.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. It's life plus.
Right. So then what do we do? I mean, where do we start with all of this?
Well, you know, my take is always start with what's most present, you know. It's just recognizing, okay, if I'm feeling stress. Oh, and the other thing we didn't even talk about is that it's also the, you know, the end of the year. So business-wise, there's a lot of loose ends to tie up.
Mm-hmm.
People are going on vacations, like, I'm going to be out of the office for a week or two. Kids are home from school. So there's a lot of other things like that, just on top of the holiday-related stuff is the end-of-the-year stuff. So it's dealing with that, you know, recognizing, okay, how is the stress showing up for me? Am I feeling it, you know, how am I feeling it physically? That's normally what I would do with folks in terms of using EFT is first catching your breath. Mm-hmm. You know, not sitting there going, okay, let's see, what's the most troubling aspect of all, you know, what's the lingering issue with my sister that I'm dealing with? Look first at just trying to catch your breath and going, okay, it's the holidays, you know, I'm going to try to catch my breath here, and then say, okay, what, and then going through the different things. It's like Gary Craig talks about the personal peace process, you know, and writing down all the things that bother you. So you could do that with the holidays, is write down, you know, the different things. Okay, is it, do I have some pressure at work? Do I have some worries about being around my family? Are there things about gift giving? Sort of come up with the list of the things that are causing stress. And just, I would tap while writing that because find it out and might be, oh my God, I didn't even realize why I was so stressed.
I mean, I think for some people it would be longer than their Christmas list.
Exactly.
And
what I don't want for Christmas.
Right.
And it's, please take away.
Exactly. And it's a good idea, too, because I think what happens a lot is people get so overwhelmed that they don't even know what they're overwhelmed about. It's just there's so much going on that they just have this feeling of dread, and they don't even know where to start. So you're just saying, take a deep breath and let it out on paper?
Exactly. Take a deep breath and take some time for yourself. You know, the whole thing is there's all this pressure of, you know, you need to be doing this for people, you need to be doing that for people. You got to take care of yourself. You know, mm-hmm. I often say to people, you have to put, you have to make a deposit in your own bank before you can write a check to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're yeah. running on empty, then you really don't have much to give others. So you need to take care of yourself. And this is physically, too. I mean, that's another thing about the holidays is there tends to be a lot of food. So that's a big issue for a lot of people anyway. And, again, all this expectation and pressure, and it makes it even harder to eat healthy. And then with all the stress involved, it's like there's even more of a compulsion. There's a bigger compulsion to eat in an unhealthy way, and there's a lot more opportunity.
Right.
That's a whole other level of stress there. So you really want to, you know, take time and say, okay, there are certain things that happen during the holidays that are not part of the normal routine. What can I do for myself to take care of myself to get through that? Because it is possible.
Right.
You know, we create our realities. We are in control if we allow ourselves to be so.
Right.
Don't be a victim of the holidays.
Oh, definitely. Well, what about someone who, you know, it's the morning and, you know, it's a mother and they know that today they have to take their kids to take the, you know, picture with Santa Claus and stand in line for 45 minutes and then pick up their sister from the train. And they already know that there's going to be a little time for them and they have this time in the morning. Is there something that you can do to prevent, you know, being so stressed out before starting, you know, your crazy day?
Yeah. That's when I tell them to go to my YouTube video, Tap of the Morning.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
The daily starting routine to choose to have a great day. Because, I mean, here's the thing is that we can sit there and go, oh, my God, there's going to be 5,000 people in line and kids screaming and all this, and there's going to be traffic, and it's going to be so hard to find a parking space, and I'm so afraid that, you know, as soon as I get there, my kid's going to look at Santa and scream, and it'll take half an hour to get him to stop crying. And we've already decided that we're going to be stressed out.
Mm.
When, in fact, there is no natural law that says being freaked out is a natural result of this, because there are some people who can stand in those lines and be perfectly calm. You know, you can be in traffic.
Right.
For, it's like, you know, looking for a parking spot. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to find a parking spot, and I can't possibly get stressed enough to
right.
manifest a parking spot.
I will do a warning that people might look at you and wonder what you're on if you're doing EFT.
Yes, and they might get upset, but there's going to be secretly a part of them going, I want what she's having.
Yeah.
You know, that's and I mean, that's actually a great point, Jessica. A lot of us, we take on anger and stress because it's sort of expected. You know, that people will look at us as though, you know, boy, you should be stressed out right now. People will think I'm crazy if I'm not freaking out, if I'm not getting angry. And it's like, well, you know, let them be freaked out.
Right.
We don't owe it to anyone to be angry or stressed out.
And then how do you deal with, you know, it just seems like everyone has that crazy family member that they can't stand. And I think that we've all learned the hard way that we can't change them, you know, and that, you know, that mother-in-law is always going to be telling you how you can do something better. And what do you do, you know? I mean, I mean, it doesn't make sense to say that, like, in the middle of it all, you'll be able to tap unless you maybe run to the bathroom for a quick break. But what can you do?
You know, that's one of those situations where, you know, tapping on your own or with a practitioner or something like that ahead of time to deal with those. You see, a lot of those issues are you're just carrying them around in your energy system. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can do a lot of resolving of those issues so that when you're actually in that sibling's or that family member's environment, if you're there with them, it's like, you know, I've done this with a lot of people where we desensitize them to somebody. You know, we go back and look at, you know, well, it's because of that time when I was 5 and she was 3 and she got me in trouble, and, you know, and we're carrying all this stuff around, and we go back and clear that stuff, and then you see that family member, it's like, hey, I don't feel so upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to do what they do, and they're doing the best they can, you know, and it's like, well, you know what, I'm not obligated to be upset by the way that they are.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's stuff to do ahead of time and recognize, because it's not, you know, in that moment, we're already uptight when we're just going to see that person. That person hasn't even done anything yet.
That's true.
So it's all the stuff that we've been carrying around with us. And if we can really get to that point of clearing a lot of that out and really recognizing, okay, this person is who they are. They're doing the best they can. We cannot get upset enough. We can't yell and scream enough to get them to change, because God knows we've tried that already.
Right.
Over the past 20 years or whatever. And just saying, you know what, I don't have to miss out on joy because this person is the way they are.
And also, you know, it probably is good too to figure out what's triggering you. You know, sometimes it's that one thing that they say.
Yeah.
That to anyone else wouldn't mean anything, but
right.
Because they said it to you, it just... So a lot of this you're saying is preventative, that you should, because we've all gone through the holiday season before, so I don't think there's anything that's really surprising. It's usually the same drill, you know?
Yeah.
So make that list beforehand. Okay.
So much of it is, you know, has to do with stuff that happened, I mean, even in our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, you know, we're getting totally ready for the holidays. We're feeling excited, and now suddenly something new happens that sets it off.
Right.
There's usually a lot of stuff that, you know, if you can sit there and go, okay, well, make a list of it and start doing some clearing on it ahead of time, it just makes it a whole lot easier than, Gary talked about. The time to start tapping for food cravings is not when you're already in line at the Krispy Kreme donut store.
Right.
don't wait till that last minute. It's like, okay, now I'm at a breaking point. Now I'll start tapping.
Right. So let's do some examples then. Let's do some tapping, and everyone can, you know, I can follow along, and everyone else can follow along as well, and we can borrow some benefits and start preventing. Hopefully we don't even get stressed at all.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Should we do some common holiday...
Yeah, I'll just like sort of, yeah, I'm going to start out with some of that holiday stress, and we'll just see what, you know, how it works with these kind of an intuitive thing, so we'll just see what sort of...
All right, and I might play the devil's advocate here and give you some tough ones. Okay? Because I know the listeners probably have a whole list already in their mind of things to tap on.
Let's do this. Okay, so close your eyes, take a deep breath in, hold it. And let it go. Just go ahead, breathing comfortably with your eyes closed. Just imagine some aspect of the holidays. Maybe imagine being with family at a holiday party. And just notice what might already be coming up, what concerns might already be there. Notice where you might experience that physically, what physical sensations might come up. What, notice that there are specific memories that are emotionally charged. Just be aware of those things that get in the way of you just saying, hey, I love the holidays. And take a deep breath. And let it go. Okay, devil's advocate, what's coming up for you?
All right. Let's see. You know, I have a family full of tappers, so I'm not the best example.
But it's not my jealousy.
Mom and dad and brothers and sister-in-laws, all tappers.
Yeah.
I know, I'm pretty lucky. You know, I'm going to see a lot of, this is the first year that we're going down and we're having a massive family reunion, all this family. It just feels like overwhelmed having to speak to everyone and not having your own personal time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think a lot of even mothers can relate to just running around all the time and having to get everything together and having to get the family together and not having their own time.
Yeah.
So what about kind of that frustration that you have to be so responsible for everyone else's happiness?
Yeah. All right. So, let's see. Tap in the side of the hand.
Even though part of me is dreading the holidays.
I choose to love and accept myself.
I choose to love and accept myself.
Even though part of me is dreading the holidays.
Even though part of me is dreading the holidays.
I choose to love and forgive myself.
I choose to love and forgive myself.
Even though part of me is dreading the holidays.
Even though part of me is dreading the holidays.
Because I know.
Because I know.
It's going to be overwhelming.
It's going to be overwhelming.
There are going to be so many people I have to deal with.
There's going to be so many people I have to deal with.
And when I'm around people.
And when I'm around people.
There are expectations.
There are expectations.
That I'm going to take care of their happiness.
That I'm going to take care of their happiness.
Especially at the holidays.
Especially at the holidays.
And I'm afraid.
And I'm afraid.
There won't be time for me.
There won't be time for me.
And even though I'm dreading the holidays.
And even though I'm dreading the holidays.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
And all these darn people.
And all these darn people.
That I'm going to have to put up with.
That I'm going to have to put up with.
Eyebrow point. All this pressure.
All this pressure.
Side of the eye. All this holiday pressure.
All this holiday pressure.
Under the eye. All this holiday pressure.
All this holiday pressure.
Under the nose. All this holiday overwhelm.
All this holiday overwhelm.
There is so much to do.
There is so much to do.
Collarbone, there are going to be so many people.
There are going to be so many people.
Under the arm, so many people I have to deal with.
So many people I have to deal with.
Top of that, so many people who I have to make happy.
So many people that I have to make happy.
I have no point because it's up to me.
Because it's up to me.
Under the eye, that's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Under the eye, I'm in charge of everybody's happiness.
I'm in charge of everybody's happiness.
Maybe nobody said that.
Maybe nobody said that.
Not enough, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
But I'm pretty sure that's it.
Collarbone, that's the rule.
That's the rule.
Under the arm, I'm responsible for everyone's happiness.
I'm responsible for everyone's happiness.
Top of the head. And it's no wonder.
And it's no wonder.
Eyebrow point. I feel a little overwhelmed about that.
I feel a little overwhelmed about that.
Under the eye. And when will I get time for me?
And when will I get time for me?
Under the eye. When will there be time for me?
When will there be time for me?
I don't know. It's probably never.
Probably never.
On and off. Maybe in the second week of January.
Maybe in the second week of January.
Oh, but until then.
But until then.
Under the arm, it's go, go, go.
It's go, go, go.
Top of the head, there's so many things to do.
There's so many things to do.
Eyebrow point, with dealing with my family.
With dealing with my family.
Side of the eye, with shopping.
With shopping.
Under the eye, with food.
With food.
With business.
With business.
Oh, no, there's so many things to do at the end of the year.
There are so many things to do at the end of the year.
Collarbone, I have so many responsibilities.
I have so many responsibilities.
Oh, yeah, so many pressures.
So many pressures.
Top of it, so many expectations.
So many expectations.
I brought a point. And then I'm shoved in a room.
And I'm shoved in a room.
Oh, yeah, with a bunch of people.
With a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah, who are supposed to be family.
Who are supposed to be family.
Oh, and some of them I won't even know.
And some of them I won't even know.
Oh, no, and some will be ones I've met years ago.
And some will be ones friends I met years ago.
Collarbone, who will be crushed if I don't instantly recognize them.
Who will be crushed if I don't instantly recognize them.
So there's yet another pressure.
There's another pressure.
Top of it, I'm already doomed.
I'm already doomed.
I brought a point to upsetting people at the holidays.
To upsetting people at the holidays.
Sadia, I am just so overwhelmed.
I am just so overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah, and I choose to release that right now. I was releasing it at a cellular level.
I release it at a cellular level.
I don't know, just clearing it out.
Just clearing it out.
I'm clearing the stress.
Clearing the stress.
From every fiber of my being.
From every fiber of my being.
Because I can't possibly get stressed enough. Eyebrow point to make other people happier.
To make other people happier.
Sadia, if I'm standing there.
If I'm standing there.
In front of my long-lost cousin.
In front of my long-lost cousin.
Whose name I can't remember for the life of me. Having my head blow off.
I'm having my head blow off.
Won't make the situation less awkward.
Won't make the situation less awkward.
And I choose to know.
And I choose to know.
That other people might be forgiving.
That other people might be forgiving.
Eyebrow point. They probably have a lot of stress, too. I choose to relax.
I choose to relax.
I choose to be the clearing.
I choose to be the clearing.
For all of my family.
For all of my family.
Because we're all connected by energy. If we're all bringing our stress in. It's going to be the best gift. Top of the head. To bring less stress. Eyebrow point. Maybe that'll be the best gift I give my family. I'm bringing some of that peace on earth. And let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with me.
Allowing myself peace.
Giving myself that gift right now. First gift of the season.
Top
of that. Allowing myself to be at peace. Eyebrow point. Because there's no real rule. That I have to be stressed. Around a lot of people. There have been times. Where I've been around a lot of people. Although I've been quite calm and confident. Under the arm. I can do that now. Top of the head. Part of me says. Eyebrow point. No, you can't. Because it's the holidays.
Isn't that funny?
We say that the holidays are a time of joy. But
expect them to be a time of stress.
I'm releasing that program. Who told me? Top of it, that I have to be stressed out. Eyebrow point. Where did I first learn this? When I think about being around my family. Whose stress am I taking on? Are my parents getting worried about it? And I feel obliged to take on their worry? That doesn't help them. I can't show up next to them at the party. Top of them say, don't worry, Mom and Dad. Eyebrow point, I'm stressing out with you.
Big help.
I choose to be relaxed. I choose to have fun. I choose to have the best time. I choose to take care of myself. I'm taking care of myself right now. Top of the head. Allowing myself to feel really good. Eyebrow point.
Noticing that I take self-care.
Around all the food. Eating what I can. In healthy amounts. To take care to take care of my body. I choose to know. That taking care of my body. Top of it really helps my relaxation. Eyebrow point. Sometimes. Stress makes me overindulge. There's a lot of food. There's
some eggnog.
There are all kinds of ways to indulge. And I don't need to do that. I am taking care of myself. Because I deserve that. Eyebrow point. I deserve self-care.
Sadia,
and I'm concerned.
And I'm concerned.
Honey, yeah, that I need to take care of other people.
That I need to take care of other people.
One of those. I take care of them better.
I take care of them better.
On a month, if I've already taken care of myself.
If I've already taken care of myself.
How about I deserve to take care of myself first.
I deserve to take care of myself first.
And I'm doing so.
And I'm doing so.
Top ahead. In body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
Take a deep breath.
Wow, I had some really big, deep breaths kind of come on during tapping. Whew. Man, I'm trying to be devil's advocate here, but I feel so good. That is.
I tried to cover a lot of bases in my rounds.
Definitely. And, I mean, so you just covered a lot, and that was, I mean, that was amazing. Now, someone who's doing this by themselves and who's new, how do they know what to say and how they're, you know, and if, whether they're saying the right thing?
Yeah, you know, tap on that. Even though I'm afraid I'm not saying the right thing. When, certainly in the moment, if stress is coming on, you need to retreat to the bathroom to tap or something. You probably don't even need to worry about the words at that point,
mm-hmm.
because the stress is already there. The words are designed to bring the feelings up in the energy system so that they can be cleared when they're not present in the moment. In the moment, in those situations, your energy system's already strung out. It's
mm-hmm.
already quite aware, and the tapping's going to balance that out. So don't worry about getting the words right. You know, and even ahead of time, if you're just looking at stuff ahead of time, you know, you can do the very basic rounds of EFT. Even though I have holiday stress, I deeply and completely love and accept myself and just tap on holiday stress. And your unconscious mind is going to bring stuff up for your energy system, and you'll at least be taking the edge off of it.
Right.
So don't, we certainly don't want the process of EFT to add to the stress. Even though I'm doing it wrong, I'm screwing up. No, there isn't right or wrong. There's effective and more effective, and, you know, just allow yourself to do whatever you do is going to be a benefit.
And really about just letting yourself say, it feels like we hold so many emotions in because we don't find it appropriate to say it. So really just saying anything, even if you have to swear, just say, right? Just say whatever is good. Not in public, but.
I had it. Sometimes, you know, the language in the EFT rounds can get pretty rough, and it's because, you know, and that's part of the thing is that sometimes in my sessions it's a matter of giving people permission to say the things that they're not allowed to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we, you know, put these rules on ourselves of I'm not allowed to say this word or I'm not allowed to say that I'm angry at this person, it's like, okay, well, fine, but then it's still in there. You can't clean it out if you don't deal with it, you know.
Right.
You know, sometimes we can clear things in our energy system without dealing with it directly. Sometimes it clears out, but it tends to be much more effective if we go in and, you know, call a spade and say, okay, you know what, I really hate it when this person does this, and I'm afraid they're going to do it at the party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even though, oh, you know, we're all supposed to be nice and we don't say mean things about our family members. Like, you know what, okay, so I don't need to do it. If I do it in private while I'm tapping, then I don't need to deal with it when I'm there around everyone else.
Right, and it's like, would you rather say it once and get it out of your system, or just keep thinking about them in that way and putting out that, you know, that energy?
Yeah, what we resist persists.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the answer, what we resist persists. And if we say that we're not going to deal with it, then we hold it in there. It's, you know, it's like the stinky gym sock that falls under the couch. It's like, I don't want to reach under there and get it. I'm just going to pretend it's not there. Yeah,
has that happened to you, Ben?
Well, you know, I was blessed / cursed with no sense of smell, so I wouldn't know the gym sock was there. but you know, it's like if you're having people over, the company over for the holidays, you're like, oh, we love what you did with the house. That's the very unique aroma.
Right.
So deal with it before the guests arrive.
Yes. Definitely, and that goes right back to your suggestion about making that list.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great idea.
No, that's a great analogy. Is if you're going to have a holiday party and you look around the house like, okay, what do I need to do to prepare? You know, you don't wait till the people are there and then say, oh, I've got to, you know, clean up, I've got to mop the floor, and I've got to make some food, and, you know, because then it's really stressful.
Right.
When the people are standing there going, okay, well, we'll just stand over here. Can we at least use the restroom? Have you cleaned that yet?
Yeah.
You know, you prepare ahead of time so that when the people show up, you're set.
Oh.
But there's a lot of that preparation to do internally as well as externally.
Right. Well, Brad, thank you so much. This was really insightful. I mean, it was really great. And can you, you know, tell the listeners where they can learn more about you and what you do?
I can certainly do that. They can find me at www.bradyates.net. And I work with groups and work with people in private, and I also have a lot of audios. Recordings for different things that are already there that you can get right there online.
Right, and if you are also stressed in the holiday because of financial reasons, buying all those presents and everything, also visit Brad at Wealth Beyond Belief.
It's Money Beyond
Belief. Money Beyond Belief.
You get confused with Bob Doyle's Wealth Beyond Reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the program that I did with Joe Vitale, and actually when Joe came up with that title, it's like, you know, how's Bob going to feel about that? Because he's got Wealth Beyond Belief. Sounds kind of similar. But, yeah, it's moneybeyondbelief.com, and that's the program that Joe Vitale and I did about clearing out limiting beliefs about money and money stress.
And I recommend it. It's a really great program.
Well, thank you.
So, well, Brad, thank you. I hope you have a very happy and stress-free holiday.
Well, likewise, Jessica. And I hope everyone listening has the same, you know, and really can enjoy the holidays.
Definitely.
Why not? If we're going to go through them, we might as well enjoy them.
I mean, that's the point, right?
Exactly.
So.
And there really is no good reason. There may be reasons to get stressed out, but there are no good reasons to get stressed out.
Right.
Again, this is Jessica Ortner for the Tapping Insiders Club. We hope you enjoyed this interview and you visit us again soon.